So I'm just going to open up to the camp scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 1:17, I believe. Yep. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ shall be made of none effect. So the other day we heard from Brother Johnny Ryan, who told us about how he was trying to get more, let's just say, ethnicity into Yanjibup. Going out to sites and witnessing to a few people, and then didn't work getting to Yanjibup, but more effective to Morley. And he said that no matter what fellowship they go to, whether it was Morley, Yanjibup, Bunbury, even Adelaide, wherever, they're always going to get the exact same salvation message. And this is not because this is something that we have agreed on, but it's something that is directly from the Bible. And that's something that is so amazing that it's not something like, oh, we're a group of churches and we're like, well, we all want to make sure we're on the same page. There's nothing, you can't get more more truth, like Anthony was saying, than directly from the Bible, God's word. And so when we read and like hear him say that, oh, he will never leave us nor forsake us, we know that that is true. We have our own relationship with God, and we've had our own experiences, and we all have this common unity, and we are, and that is the Holy Spirit. And it is something pretty amazing that there's what, probably 200 of us at camp and maybe more, and all over the world, and we all have this one thing in common, and that's the Lord work in our life, that we can all experience the same salvation message of speaking in tongues, being baptized, and redemption of sin. And it's pretty amazing that we have that, and that is the truth, that God works in our lives every day, and we can call upon him. We know if we have prayer towards him, he'll always be there for us. So if you want to turn over to John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we know right from the beginning, God created the Word, and that was back then, and now we're all reading the Word, and we're all going through the exact same thing, and we're still standing by God's Word, and even in decades' time, we're all going to be doing the exact same thing, living by God's Word that we read, we hear the pastors or whoever else is giving the talk, or even the testimonies, that we can live by God's Word, and we can experience His actions in our life. And and it's something cool that God's Word is everlasting, that it's the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. And it's something really cool that is everlasting. It hasn't changed. If you want to turn over to Isaiah 40, we'll read in, we'll start in verse 1, get some context to the scripture. 40, verse 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand doubled for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway of our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and the flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness therefore is a flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it, surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever. So around us, everything can fall apart. The flowers, they'll have their time. We all have our time, but we know that in the end, the Lord's word will still, it was around way long before us, and it'll be around long after us, and is something everlasting. And as this scripture, which you don't have to turn to, but it's in Jeremiah 23. I'll just quickly quote it, verse 29. And it says, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" And as soon as I read that, I thought of, it just came up, and it was this video I saw on Facebook ages ago, and it was this man, it was this huge boulder, it was probably about the size of this stage, and obviously a lot higher, and he was trying to break it with a hammer, and you think, well, sledgehammer, you think, well, it's going to be a lot of hitting if you're trying to break that down. And I think of that as the world. And he did end up splitting the rock in half, but he used these metal wedges, and he placed them all in the right spot, and he just smacked it and kept pushing them in, and would hit like 5 hits on the first one and go down, hit 5 on all the other ones. I think it was like 15. And eventually this huge crack happened, and then it took one last blow and the whole boulder just split and fell apart. And it was really cool to watch. But, and I think that's us. We're the wedges in this in this scenario, and the Lord's word is the hammer, and it's that hard-hitting force, and we're the wedge, and we're always just in the right spot that the Lord has put us. And if we all work together, we can all preach to the world, and we can try and get everyone saved, get that last soul saved. Because if it's just one wedge just constantly getting hit into the rock, it's not going to create a crack in a rock this size. It's just going to go further and further in and just stay there. But working together, you're going to make more of an impact. You're going to see these results of this little crack. Instead of someone witnessing 24/7 and everyone else is like standing around or something, you can all kind of share the load a bit, and not one wedge is getting beaten the entire time, but it's getting spread amongst all the wedges, and you have a greater result, and that's the splitting of the rock. And when I was watching that and I read that scripture, I was like, well, it's pretty cool that something so big can be hit with something that's like, it had a wooden handle, metal at the end, just a normal sledgehammer, and something that is just meant for just basically crushing or smashing things, a sledgehammer. And it was definitely, the rock was definitely well too big for this hammer, but with pinpoints at the right location, all these wedges could be hit in, and it just had this greater effect than what you think. You think, oh, there's no way that's going to break. Then it splits in half and nearly falls on him. It was really cool. And then I just started watching more, and it's kind of like addicting because it's just cool. But it's that's our lives in the Lord, that we know that we have this truth that, like Anthony was saying, and God's word is everlasting, that we can trust in, that we can read the scriptures, we can experience God in our life, and know that his hand is upon us always, and that his word is actually everlasting, that you can always know that what he is saying is always going to be the truth, and is going to come true. He says he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we can believe in that in our life, and we can always call upon the Lord, even in times of need, in times of gastro, in times of COVID. Whenever we need it the most, we can call upon the Lord, and we know that he'll answer our prayers. It's been a rough year, but we have the Lord, so we can complain all we want. But what is 1 year of COVID compared to eternal life? It's Pastor Kevin was saying in a talk a few months ago. He said, marriage is, it's just a, well, no, so marriage is, yeah, a small part of your life in terms of the rest of your life with eternal life. But imagine just 1 year. No matter, eternal life is forever. So as long as forever is, it's just going to keep getting smaller and smaller. Till eventually it's just a grain of sand on the beach. And yeah, so we know God's word is everlasting because we have this experience. We all have this one unity and we have all, everything that we go through. We know someone else has gone through it together. Gone through it, and we can go through it together. We can call upon our brothers and sisters, call upon the Lord, because his word is final. His word is something that we can always call upon, trust, and it is. It's been around before us, and it'll be around long after us. So keep trusting the Lord. Remember that what we read, it's forever. It's not something that, I only really need it for like the next year or something whilst I'm going through COVID. It's a hard time. He's going to be around for us always. And if we keep preaching the word together and spreading that load amongst us, how easy is it going to be? I saw Jeff Riddle before gave a few of us, I think, 5 pamphlets each. And imagine if all of us was able to hand out 5 pamphlets rather than Jeff handing out, 1,000 by himself. I think it would be more efficient if we all try and hand out 5. And rather than the load be on one person being spread amongst everyone else, the world will too find out that the Lord's word is true and that we can always call upon him. And I'll just leave it there.